Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T radio show or podcast, what it's called nowadays, or online show, doesn't matter. And don't forget our TV show as well. We are on YouTube. How can we not? Right? We have to be doing both things, FaceTime, video and audio. Everything has to be completely social media nowadays. Otherwise, how can you get exposure? How can you promote yourself? And how can we interview amazing guests that we have every day here in our show? I am so, so excited. It is Thursday today, everyone. It is a regular, between a regular time. Lately, it's been, we've been accommodating some people. Usually, our regular time is 7 o'clock Toronto time, and we're doing a little bit earlier, but not to worry. This show is recorded. If you are going to log in later on today, and if you see my links on social media, so we are pretty active on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and obviously our YouTube channel. So if you see some of those links, make sure you log in. And in case that you would like to call us in, our lines are open as of right now. So the number to call us in is 215-383-5705. Let me say that very slowly. 215-383-5705. Our guest is pretty well known. I've been looking at our social media, and my goodness, a very renowned author, very famous author, and I'm so honored to have her here with us today. Before I bring her on, I would like to thank every single one of you for your support, for being here with us, and for, just constantly sending us messages, tweeting, or sending posts on social media. It is very important to us, and we are so thankful, because without your support, without your contribution, definitely this show could not be possible. And talking about contribution, I would like to thank hugely our sponsors. We have two sponsors, and now we have a third sponsor. So we've been sponsored for the last 3 years by naturenova.ca. So thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring the show. Natasha Bridgman, which is going on our second year sponsoring the show. Natasha is a financial consultant. She has her own company, Bridge Group Company, where she can help people right here in Canada with financial issues. If they're saving for retirement, they're looking to put a little bit of extra money for their kids' education, or even buy their homes or consolidate. So I will be playing the commercials throughout the interview. And thank you so much, Natasha. And last but not least, we have a sponsorship of Tex. If you're looking to take a look of Tex, tex.com, TEC, and they're a cleaning services. They do offices, Airbnb, which is huge nowadays. They do also a whole bunch of cleaning services, homes, tech, take a look at Tex. And so thank you so much, guys, for sponsoring this show. By the way, everyone, right after the interview, we have our musical section. So it's 30 minutes, give or take, with our guests, and another 30 minutes, give or take, with our musical section. So if you're a musician, singer, songwriter, if you know somebody that needs to promote themselves with them, they have launched a solo, send her our way. The email is show@lizzyt.com, and we would love to get to your MP3, whether it is jazz, gospel, rap, the genre really doesn't matter. We don't discriminate. Actually, some of the songs that I've been doing lately, they're pretty awesome, pretty amazing artists out there. And I'd love to play your music. Some of them I actually use for my jogging. So great. Keep sending them our way, and we will be so happy and honored to play. So we have quite a bit of selection, and people that are sending their MP3, we would love to support your craft. We would love to support your music. So with that being said, I think it is almost the weekend, everyone, Thursday, August the 26th, and I'm not sure where in the world you are, because this show is worldwide. We have over 68 countries. By the way, if you are from a country that I have not have in my world, sometimes on my social media, I put some pictures of new places that are listening to the show. And I pointed a couple of weeks ago a place in Africa. We have Australia. We have, my goodness, South America, obviously here in North America, Europe, all over the place. But I would love to get a new place. So send me a little quick shout out saying that I'm watching you, or I'm seeing you, or I'm listening you from, and I will mention your name here as well. But on that note, in North America, I know the States already had started school, but for us Canadian, we will be starting school next Tuesday. So our kids are going back to school. Summer is over. I noticed that it's getting a little bit colder in the evening. We had an awesome July and August, and we are looking forward to those kids going back to school. For those who have little ones. Anyways, I still do too, going into high school. The little one just went to high school, so I'm very, very excited for that, and I'm hoping she is too. So awesome. So yeah, welcome and back to school to all the kids. I know this long weekend, Monday is a holiday here in Canada, and a lot of parents are just packing up the school supplies and the malls, getting backpacks and clothing and things like that. So I sympathize with all of you parents. I know what it's like, and I'm hoping that this process could be easier and fun, everyone. Okay, I'm pretty much done. So let's get going before we run out of time. I'm telling you, this show is always really quick. I'll be right back, everyone. Today, everyone, I have another author. As I mentioned to you earlier, she is very, very famous, is she? And her name is Louis Richmond. Louis Richmond right now calling me from beautiful Florida. I love her website right now. This is what I need, a nice beach with palm trees. It is incredible. I do look forward to, especially in February. Louis is an author. She left Palm Beach County, Florida, and went to Hollywood, California, where she immediately became a columnist in the West Coast, editor of a very movie magazine. And when she felt change, she began her formal education, earning a BA in English and at the California State of Northridge, teaching for LA District and gang schools. That must have been interesting. Returning to Florida with her Hemingway things, a writer of a novel wanted first made, and three books, everyone. I think she just mentioned she's working on her third or fourth book. I'm so jealous. And throughout her education teaching, she has met people who is interested in stories as a writer, embellished with event into acquiring happening, carrying the reader throughout the time and journey of various cities involved and many residents on with all the events that are current to both character story and placement. And Key West is filled with beauty, uniqueness, and curly people, and fairly area for plots, of course. But you know what, guys? I'm going to let her, tell her story a little bit more in depth, because that's what we're here for. And the ideas of her book, I mean, we heard a little bit of her background. But so let's welcome Louise with Louise or Louise. I'm not sure how to use her, say her name, with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Louis, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this afternoon, I think, it's or evening for you?
Well, you know what? If you take a look at wonderful Florida, as you think of it in February, right now on the screen, it looks like West Palm Beach is going to be hit with this hurricane that's coming in 3 days. And I was heading down from North Carolina and going back home, and everybody that's called me said, don't worry about your place. We'll take care of it. Do not come down. Everybody's crazy, because there hasn't been a hurricane through on the East Coast in about 8 or 10 years. So everybody's a little complacent. They don't have their supplies in, and they you know, so this time they're paying attention and they're getting their supplies. And so everybody's telling me, sit still, just keep writing, just keep writing. And I've been working on my new book, which is Palm Beach Interlude, and trying to decide how to put the president in there as far as a reference, you know, without getting political, because I'm not a political person. When I'm doing my writing, of course, I go into characterization, and that's what's so important to me, is to be sure that you understand who this person is. Now, they may not mm-hmm. think like you or be like you, but as they get into these circumstances, as Paulette does, you understand that first, they're female, and secondly, they're going to find solutions.
So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Louis, is for the people that are listening to us all over the world, what would you say your genre is? Is it action? Is it storytelling? How would you qualify your genre?
I think it's general characterizations that fit into people who interact and therefore create a book. And if I can be so esoteric as to say that what Paulette is really coming into is having left a life of security and marriage and money and so on into the quote unquote real world. And we're, as a country, going through many, many transitions and many, many things that are changing our attitudes, our feelings, and our security, basically. And she's going through the same thing on a very personal level. So Palm Beach Interlude, that started out to be a story of three girls who are 16 and set out their dreams to be famous or live in Palm Beach, or as one of the characters decides she's going to do. We're now talking a little bit stronger. I'm talking a little bit stronger about doing research and trying to find out how people are really, even though they're in that cloistered Palm Beach, how are they feeling about how life is changing in America? And on top of that, you have a murder mystery. And the murder mystery is either with that Paulette works on more so in the second book than the first book. The first book is a fifth generation Cuban, actually is Key Wester, and they find the captain dead with his face down in the water. And it's what ripples does that cause in the lives of various people in Key West that know him. And so we go from that book, which was written and packaged and put together before I decided Palm Beach Interlude was the next one, and we're smack dab in the middle of all these transitions at the same time that Paulette is trying to create another life for herself.
I find it interesting how you have the sequel of Paulette's life, basically, and I'm wondering, where do you get your inspiration? I mean, you, if we go way back and we see your life, I mean, it was from a teacher to a working with schools and going back even to taking your MBA. Do you see yourself of always being that special writer? I mean, I've been looking at you through social media and your earlier stuff. It looks like to me it was definitely, meant to be since early years, and I guess your life took some shift, and now here you are fulfilling your dream, basically.
Yes, that's true. And every time I had a wonderful teacher in eighth grade, and everybody sort of finds a teacher or a mentor somewhere along their life, and whether it's a parent or what it is, it's always a giving adult. And I would do a book report for her, and she'd say, well, I want you to read this, and then I want you to read that, and I want you to read this. And then she says, what do you want me to do all this extra work for? You know, it was in my mind. And eventually, after the third or fourth try, she says, you're going to be an author. She says, there's just no question that you're going to be a writer. And, of course, she knew my dream. You know, I started that dream at 9 years old. And I just said, you know, first of all is education. Then as a humanist, and is to study people and their character and what creates the life that goes away from the dream and then works to come back to it or finds another dream that's either easier or maybe be more difficult. How many, for example, when I was doing interviews with actors, they would say, oh, I never thought I was going to be an actor. I thought I was going to stay on the stage. That would be as far as I would go, is what Jimmy Stewart said. And so here was a great actor who influenced all our lives by his characterizations. And I thought, you know, it's fate. If it's fate, that's one thing, but it's another thing if suddenly you have a different dream from whatever your fate might be. And I thought, well, let's start with your dream. Let's start with who you really are, who's helped you along the way, and who makes you who you are to make the choices that you make. Now, my life was completely different from Paulette's, and yet I could write her because I felt that she had that same energy that I do, which is to keep learning, to keep making decisions, hopefully good decisions, from the facts that you gather or from the information that you know. Because when you're 16 and you make your dream, that, or 9 years old when you make your dream, mine was just to write. It was not where was I going to sell it. It was to keep learning. It was to thrive to learn more than I actually knew, obviously. And that's what drew me into finishing college and going into teaching.
Louis, it's incredible that what you're telling us right now. I have to tell you, just this Saturday, I was invited to speak on a woman's workshop, and the name of the workshop was A Dream Maker. And basically, it's all about what you you summarize what the workshop was all about. And my dream to be on the radio to interview people started when I was exactly that age, 6, 7, 8 years old. I used to have a stick and I used to play around and pretend that I was interviewing people. And I remember my mother and my uncles, because we used to live in a big home, and we still had my grandmother at the time. And they used to shove me away, go away, there's Lizzie now, you know, being silly, bothering us. And that dream withered so bad that just 10 years ago is when I was reading a book to my kids about dreams and don't let anybody tell you you can't follow, pursue it, be happy, that it dawned on me, what was my dream when I was my girl's age, and this is 10 years ago. So it's incredible. And one of the things that I love what you said is you were 9 years old, that you always wanted to be a writer. And even the part that you were able to interview famous people in the world, actors and so, and Jimmy Stewart, to me, is a shock that he never thought he would be an awesome, he didn't have the capability of being an actor. So I'm so glad that you reinforced and reiterated what we went through that workshop on Saturday. And a lot of people that are listening to us right now, they're probably withering those dreams. They're shoving it, they're putting it in the back burner because they don't see it possible. You saw that breading, it was more important than money, and incredibly enough, those things do come together later on. It takes a bit of work, but it can happen. Here you are writing your fifth or fourth book. I'm not sure. You have so many books.
Yeah, I should say. I have a young adult book that I haven't looked at in years, and I thought, now I know how to write it now, you see. And I journal every day, and it isn't about me. It's about ideas. And I'll tell you, I'll back up and say one thing, that I went to a show, and I was showing the books and talking to people and so on. And I went around talking to authors who were standing there with their book, right? And I would say, well, you know, when did you decide to write? Oh, this is my one book. This is going to make me rich and famous. I can't believe it. It's going to happen. And I'm going to myself, how many pages did you write today? And then I would ask somebody else, how many pages did you write today? Well, I mean, I'm sitting here right now with handmade notes, half in shorthand, and half in longhand, saying, "You want politics are tightening up the country and an attempt to recapture America's original dream." And I'm thinking, now, where am I going to go with that? Because I'm not a political person. I mean, I'm so interested in watching these people, you know, and seeing that the least little thing sets them off. They're so afraid of change, so afraid of taking a gamble. And how much is your time really worth if you go and you teach school and you come home on the weekend and you grade papers? I learned from those kids that they could actually do it themselves. But I would tell you what I learned from talking to these authors. They think one book is the prize. One book is where you stop. You don't even stop. I mean, you know how many years I have written? How many books I have thrown away? How many ideas have gone past me? But now with a little maturity, I mean, I can go back to that young adult book and I can say, you know, the crux of that book is there. And what I had to do with Key West Interlude is I had a fabulous editor who gave me a one-liner. And she said, you as a teacher should know that you can't tell anybody who's 15 or 16 what to do. And you proved that in the first edition, but you didn't come back into the story. And that was all she said. And so we came up to North Carolina for the summer, and I'm walking around saying, what's wrong with the book? Well, you know, I don't know exactly. I'm going from Key West Interlude to the next book. Forget it. Well, I sat down one day and I said, you know, this book was not right. I couldn't figure out what the cover is. So I spent 5 months of my time rewriting Key West Interlude. This is the second edition you're looking at. And I won the Pacific Book Winner Award of the Year for Best Mystery.
Oh,
and
my goodness. Congratulations.
It wasn't so much based on the the mystery of the book, because of course there's two incidences. It's based on Paulette's innocence about what is really in the world, you know, and to know that today, not maybe not 20 years ago, but today, it doesn't matter how rich you are still not going to be protected. You see, you're going to have to face some of the things, the realities that every quote unquote everyone says. And Jack Kilgore, who was the guy who puts this together, the gentleman that does that, said the pedal to the metal, and you better hang on because she's going to keep on writing. And what he was talking about was the characterizations and how I worked with the characters. And I thought that was fantastic because that's what I worked very hard for.
That's beautiful. Congratulations, Lewis. I mean, you are definitely a true writer. I've heard many people on the radio, obviously, but you're definitely very, very inspirational. Lewis, I do not want to forget one of the most important thing and the theme of the show is tell us who you are, what you do, which you've done an amazing job. Contact info. So where can people get your books? And obviously, if you have a website, if you have any links at all for us, please do share. We will have those on our social media as well.
Okay. You want them now?
That would be awesome.
Yes. What I do is I let people write me directly at lkrichman@bellsouth.net, and I answer them directly. And that's why my very first book that was published is still around, because everybody wants to know what happened to Ellie. Where's Ellie? Where's Ellie? You know, you sort of left it up in the air, you know, and I thought it was very clear that I did leave it up in the air. So I was really pleased about that. And they'll still ask me things about character because they will identify with maybe one little thing in there. So that's that. And then I have loisrichman.com, where you can go on and see my webpage. But where to buy the book, I would recommend Amazon. They sell everything and everybody, you know, and just go to Amazon.com. And you want to look for the Key West cover that has the picture of this beautiful girl wearing glasses. And on one side is Key West and the other side is L.A. And I think and that's a fabulous cover.
Yes, it is very nice, and I have that on right here on my
screen
as well. Right here. So I will come back, everyone, with more questions. We still have time to speak to Lewis. If you would like to ask any question, perhaps you are a writer, perhaps you know her, perhaps you have questions about the book, perhaps. I'm not sure. We don't mind. You can always call us in at 215-383-5705 or our social media, Facebook/ Liz and Radio, Instagram, The Liz and T Show, Twitter, The Liz and T Show, and obviously our YouTube channel, The Liz and T Show. I will cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, as I mentioned earlier, and I'll be right back with Lewis. So stay tuned.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts, to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie with the Lizzie T Show on, thanks to Block Talk Radio and also on YouTube. We are here today with international author, bestseller, prize winner, Louise Richmond, an amazing lady. And we're talking about her life, how she started the spring when she was 9 years old, which I completely identify with her because my dream is being fulfilled right now. And I think I can speak for Louise. We feel very accomplished. And one of the things that I did mention on the workshop that I did this weekend, how it makes you feel. And a lot of people feel that, oh, I can make the money that I was set out to do. And to me, it's not a lot about money. It's about feeling accomplished, and that is exactly the word that I was looking for. I feel accomplished, and I'm so sure that Louise also feels the same way. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Louise, is anything new, and it's the theme of the show, as you know as well. I know you work in other books, but there's something in particular that I noticed about you, Louise, is that because you are a teacher, and because you were a teacher, and because you're so good at passing information. And you're talking about writing, it's such a huge passion. Any thoughts of starting workshop to teach other people that gift? I mean, I can definitely say that you have a gift. Are you thinking of anything like that coming in the near future?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about it. I've been sort of taking time off. I'm a newlywed.
Oh, congratulations. And my goodness, look
yes.
at you, full of surprises.
Well, I was on my own. My husband passed away, and I raised my two kids while I went to school and worked full-time as a paralegal. And I went back to school at night because what I wanted to do was knowledge. At that time, I had no dream. I would go to being a teacher, and my husband, when I said that a long time ago to him, he said, a teacher, never. I said, well, you know, that's where you continue your knowledge, and you can share it with kids, you know, and get backgrounds and just enjoy the youthful minds that you're exposed to. And so anyway, about 2 years ago, I was on my own for about 20 years, and I went back to teach. And the reason I went back to teach is it is for the obvious reason that you do continue to learn. You know, there's teachers that just do their job, and they've made teaching so tough these days. And I had the Haitian experience when there was a hurricane and problems in Haiti, and taught the children to sit at a desk and brush their teeth and know how to dress because they'd never been to school, and totally ignored by the ones that spoke another language, which was besides their own, and they knew the difference. They knew Latin and so on because they'd been to school. So I got a mix of both and realized that the Haitians that were better off than so-called what they called the tree kids. I had a student who was a tree child. He came in, he jumped over desks. He didn't know how to hold a pencil, and I started with him from first grade. And 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess it is now, he's all the way through college. He went to law school, and he passed the bar the very first time. I mean, that's very thrilling to me.
That's so rewarding.
You know, yeah. Isn't that so rewarding? And one girl that came from Venezuela, she was lucky enough to be able to live with her aunt. She said she was going to Virginia to become a doctor. Well, she is a physician, and she now takes care of people in Venezuela itself. And so, you know, you've got two people out there against all the others who think they have, you know, just to get through high school and that everything's going to be handed to them. Let me tell you, it's a tough road when you decide you have a real dream and it's your own dream and you know you could give your story. So the long and short of that answer is I haven't decided on workshops. I'm just trying to find enough time to really write at this point. But it's a good idea. You have some ideas, send them my way, or some clients, I'll be ready to get started.
And I think you're definitely fitted. There's a lot of us which struggle with the gift of writing, and doesn't come as easy as it does for someone like you. I mean, I'm not saying that it's easy peasy either, but that obviously you have a lot more experience for people that have that book within them, and they can definitely utilize somebody like yourself to help them along. So I so see that in workshops nowadays, they're weekend things or evening things. They could be just a couple of Saturdays and things like that. So I can so see you doing that for sure. And there's definitely a need. So I would say take advantage. Lewis, I can't believe 35 minutes has gone by so quickly here. And the clock doesn't lie. I wish it did. Trust me. I really would like to thank you so much for your knowledge, your expertise, and your words of wisdom. And the fact that you share your dream as a 9-year-old, to me, that meant the world. If you don't mind, I love to play this part for people all over the world to get inspiration because they need it. And trust me, there's a lot of people out there that they're giving up in their life, they're giving up in their careers, they're giving up and doing what they're supposed to do. And by listening to this, I can guarantee you it's probably, I know I'm not going to reach the vast out there, but I'm going to, if I can reach one person, if we can share our stories with one person and that one person changes because of this show, I am done. I am happy. I am fulfilled. I am complete. So thank you. So on that note, Lewis, any word of advice to somebody that wants to be that writer, but they're struggling, they can't put their ideas, they get writer's block, what it's called. What would you say to them? And I know the process of writing, I think for some people comes easy and for other people it's a lot harder. The process of publishing is the most challenging part. But what would you say to them? What would be your word of advice for somebody who's listening perhaps on the other side of the world?
I would be interested in telling them to look out for ideas and experiences and start a journal. Not necessarily about their feelings and frustrations, because sometimes when you go back to those, you say, oh, that wasn't such a big deal. But it's a very big deal to save up characterizations, stories, other people's ideas, other ways that people do things, and write those things in a journal, because you can pull them out when you're doing a short story. And I'm doing that right now of something that happened to me when I was 16, and I'm going to throw it right into Palm Beach Interlude. I mean, that's how long ago that story has been in my head. So, and the second thing is read everything, even stuff that kind of upsets you, but read everything that you can get your hands on. If you look at some of the most prolific writers, they read something every day. They read books. I mean, Microsoft's Bill Gates. He sits down with about 12 books that he reads in the summer, and I've bought one or two of them. Some of them I'm not sure, but I bought one or two of them and tried to get through them and understand that he's just feeding his mind. Always be feeding your mind. If you've got a dream, it doesn't necessarily have to be a writer. It could be an inventor. It could be somebody that's had to work a really tough job and now has an idea for something else, to start a new business or whatever. Collect as many stories as you can in that field, because it may turn out you don't really want to be there. And the thing about writing is you just have to do it. You have to do it. And your journals, you can go back to your journals and you can go back to some of the reading passages. I'm reading Deception Point by Dan Brown that was written 10 years ago that I never had a time to read. And I'm sitting here and as I'm reading that book, I'm making notes, because he's got some wonderful points that have nothing to do with anything I will ever write about. But it's so well written that I've highlighted it to go back and read it again. And that's what people need to do.
I love it. I love it. This was just amazing. My goodness, I got so many golden nuggets in here. So awesome. So guys, just to reiterate, her words of advice right now are just incredible. Start a journal. Number one, start a journal. Stories. Read. And I love this part. Feed your mind. It's incredible. And just do it, which is part of feeding your mind. It's a given. It's common sense. But a lot of us are spending time on things that are not productive. And one of the things that I nag my kids about, if you are going to be on the internet, it's fine as long as you're feeding your mind. Do not watch or read garbage because it's not going to be fruitful. It's not going to help you. It's not going to feed your mind. I couldn't use a better word. This is awesome. Thank you so much, Louis. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
Welcome.
I can't believe it's going so quickly. I only have 20 minutes left for a musical session, but it was worth it. It was so worth
it.
Thank you.
I'm so,
so
glad.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And that was author, international and awarded author, Louis Richmond. I am so happy to have her here today. If you would like to listen to this, it's recorded, so you can start from the beginning, not to worry. Right now, we're moving to our musical section, and we have quite a selection. I'm not sure if we are going to have time for all of this. I apologize. It's all good. Ashley, her name is Ashley, and she sent her MP3 a couple of months ago. And thank you so much. Let's support our artist.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me. Can run, we can fly, pack our
Me and you, it's up to what you wanna do. Grinding on the dick, baby, do what it do. Can't take my eyes off you. Feeling on my body like you know me. Baby girl, number one, you my trophy. Got a nigga feeling like it was a goalie. Gripping on your waist while you move slowly. Back to forth, forth, back, yeah. Ease your mind, you're right in time, yeah. Huh, won't you grind for me? Baby girl, won't you grind for me? Yeah, huh.
Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma ride the boat, ride the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party. But the party's here with you. Take your key and tote my ignition. Let go of all your inhibitions.
Todos al impreso. había dibujado en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias,
besos y caricias, besos y
caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
Oh, how I wanna do is to spend the night with you, so I can feel the way your heart is beating. No, no matter what, I just want to wrap me in your arms. I have a lot of love to share with you.
And that was Lorena Poblano with the song Solo Una Noche. And before that, we had Dejanay. Lorena is from Chile, South America, and Dejanay is from L.A. And somebody else is from L.A. right now, has been following us for the last 4 years. His name is Sorrentes, and he just launched a brand new solo. It's called The Burn. Talking about working out, one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for submitting your MP3. We are done for today, everyone. We will be back tomorrow with another guest, another show, and another fantastic day. Make it a great day, everyone. I am your host and one of the people in the show. Make it a great evening. Bye-bye for now, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birch-Mohan, and I'm
North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She